I didn't hear.
Them Jewelers, this is Erica.
Hey, Erica, it's Tammy with RDI. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's so good to hear your voice. I haven't heard it in forever. How have you guys been doing?
Right?
Yeah.
We're okay. How about you?
Doing well. You know, just making the world turn one diamond at a time.
Right? At least it's a pretty way to do it.
Yes, yes. Very sparkly in my world, you know?
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to touch base. Obviously, you know, we haven't done anything all year, and I want to be more important to you guys. So I just wanted to see, you know, why we haven't and if I have been dropping the ball or, you know, really what the case is.
Mostly just I haven't been selling a whole lot of naturals.
Okay.
So I haven't been stocking them.
Okay.
And the labs, I just have a place that is cheaper.
Oh, sure. No, so, I understand that completely. I mean, labs aren't really our wheelhouse anyways. We just,
right.
Just
I'm like, I don't really want to bother my nice diamond places for labs. I know money's money and it all goes around. So, but I'm like, oh, they're cheaper. So.
Right. No, I get that. I get that. But, you know, obviously, I'd love to get back in the swing of things with you guys, you know, one natural diamond at a time.
Right. I'm like, right now I have one singular natural diamond customer, mm-hmm. and it is a half carat, and he wants it to be from Canada. Do you have anything like that?
I can get something, yeah. Any,
do you want to shoot me some prices? Because he hasn't decided if he's going to stick with the Canada, because the tariffs on those are so high, and they're going up even higher. Like, what is it, the 19th or something like that?
Yeah.
What
shape?
So he's round.
Okay.
So it's like 0.55 to 0.62 is roughly the millimeter range that's going to fit in his ring.
0.55 to 0.62. What's the actual millimeter that you need?
I don't know because he lost his diamond.
Okay.
So I don't really know. Just somewhere in that carat range. I know millimeters is easier to work with sometimes, but I really don't know.
No, you're fine. That's not a problem at all. I can definitely get you a number. Was there any particular color clarity kind of thing that we were looking at?
We just kind of settled on SI1GH, but if it's better and it's decent price, I know stuff from Canada is more expensive, so that's why he's on the fence. He's like, well, maybe I just do a regular mined diamond.
Okay.
And maybe he hasn't decided because the ring needs a lot of work. It needs like $1,000 of work. Because it hasn't been worked on ever in 20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So, which is how they lost their diamond in the first place.
Right.
I'm like, I'm surprised you haven't lost any of these tiny ones, actually.
Really, yeah.
But,
oh, my goodness.
So I think he might end up going with a lab. So it's literally like, please do not spend a lot of time searching or anything for me. It's a half carat.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm going to always move mountains for you guys. So if there's something that I can help or something that I can find, you know, I'm going to do it for you. So anything like that, you know, if it's more than a dollar made of carbon, I got you covered.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, if you'll just shoot me some pricing, that would be fantastic. But that's really like, and then I had a bigger natural. But as I suspected, he just wanted to see the natural compared to the lab.
Yeah.
But he wanted to see him in the same cut and clarities.
Okay.
So I was like,
so
I just ordered it.
Substantially different in money, for sure.
I know. I'm like, this one, and the stupid thing is that he has the money.
Yeah.
He's got family money. So he has the money to get the natural. He just wanted to see if the lab would pass.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hopefully
like
she didn't want a natural.
Yeah, he didn't go with the natural. He went with the lab. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, of course you did.
Right.
But I'm
right.
like, myself and my sales staff, which is my mom and my daughter.
Right.
We just need to get better at asking, why do you want to look at a natural?
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah.
You know, I don't really need to bother people or hold their inventory if you're not seriously looking for natural.
And I understand that completely. And honestly, you'd be shocked. Like, I actually appreciate that because so many people just use it as the, well, this is what it would be, but this is what you're going to get, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, if it's just to compare, I don't need to be wasting anyone's time or money.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just show you a natural. Like, let me just show you how they look next to each other.
Well, one of my jewelers, like, what they've been doing is, so right now with yellow gold being such a big trend and with warmer colored diamonds, like JKLs being a bigger
mm-hmm.
trend, you can get a bigger diamond, plus it's natural, plus it doesn't look like a lab grown. So a lot of people are leaning towards the warmer colors. But what my jewelers are doing is, you know, just finding the budget and then getting a natural that can fit into that budget with it. And just saying, like, hey, but have you seen what you could get with a natural? Because at least now you're walking out with money that still exists and value that still exists.
I tell people that all the time. The lab market is constantly changing. There is no resale value in this stone.
Right.
You're paying me this, but if you turn to sell it, there is not a single jeweler on this planet that is going to give you any money for it.
Right.
You will be on the open free market only.
Right.
Like,
literally, you walk out that door, that is worth nothing more than the gold it's in.
Yes. I'm like, I do like labs better than I like moissanite. I flip and hate moissanite. So if you are trying to be budget friendly, I will continuously steer you to the labs.
Right.
But I'd much
is.
Rather you get naturals. My dad's opposite. He's like, labs all day long. And I'm like, naturals. I like naturals. Like,
you guys,
it has a whole story behind it before you even get it. Like,
right.
My lab doesn't come with what batch it was grown in and who cut it and like all this and what region of the world, what plant did you come from? Like,
not only that too, but like, every lab looks like every lab. Like,
I know.
You're just
because
you're buying a factory-made item, and, like, they all
are
the same. Like, at least, like, is that how you picked out your soon-to-be significant other or fiancé? You know, you didn't go through and were like, hey, I want a carbon copy of my significant other. I don't want the real thing.
Right? No. I want a fake person. Fake
exactly.
Yeah. So my market is, like, and it's probably just the customers I've curated over the years, because my customers are very budget savvy, budget conscious, I guess I should say, because us here, we all kind of work that way.
Right.
We're not big spenders on extravagant things. So
no,
like,
but there's
a
difference. There's a difference between being a big spender versus being a smart buyer, right?
Yes. So, and our average age, I think, of marriage is 24.
Holy.
Which is like 10 years behind the national before the national average.
Right, before, yeah.
So we are dealing with a lot of people for the first time getting married that are much younger than the national average.
Yeah.
So,
well, honestly, you know, we're selling,
religion.
We're selling more 70 pointers and 1 carats because prices are so soft right now. So, like, it's just something to kind of keep in mind. I mean, honestly, like, I'm just scrolling up so I can see the pricing. Like, you can literally get a 1-carat diamond now, which used to be $3,500. You can get a 1 JSI-2 for $1,500.
Yeah.
And that's not that far off from, like, say somebody comes in with a $5,000 budget. Hey, you can still actually get a natural diamond, you know?
Right.
It's insane.
And I don't know if it's like this everywhere, but definitely keeping up with the Joneses is a huge thing here. Like, what you put off to other people, appearances.
Okay.
And you might not think that about Utah, but the younger people are definitely like, well, so-and-so has a 3-carat, so I don't want to get a 1-carat natural, and then hers is like twice as big as mine. It's going to look stupid. Like, I'll just get the bigger one.
You know what you and I should do? We should write this whole new narrative about, like, it's not about the size of the diamond. It's about the value behind it. Because, like, maybe that's the conversation people need to start having. Like, yeah, I understand, like, you bought a 3-carat lab for $500.
But
you compare it, hey, mine, how much is yours worth in 5 years? Cool.
Right?
Mine's not. Mine's worth, you know.
Yeah. Well, and I do the appraisals on them, and then I, like, find the highest priced diamond on the internet I can possibly find.
Yeah.
And that's what I market at. Like,
sure.
I'm like, okay, there we go, because someone out there is selling it for this. We're putting this on your appraisal just in case you happen to go into that store to get one.
Right.
But
right.
Ultimately,
I'll send you a list of what I've got. I'm going to try to find first your Canadian diamond.
Yes.
So that
yes.
probably won't be a full list. I might just have an option or two.
That's fine.
But then I'm also going to still send you a list of like 50 to 60, just so you have them.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
But yeah, I would love to do more business with you guys. You know, please just keep me in mind for anything that you guys get that's natural, because we still have the lifetime trade. So on top of it, not only do they get that diamond and the value that's behind it, every dollar they spent, they can go towards their next diamond.
Their next one, yeah.
It just has to be a dollar more.
So you have done nothing wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. You have put all your services out there. I have just been unresponsive.
No, it's okay.
My market has been unresponsive.
Well, I like talking to you guys, so I'm always up for a good conversation.
Right?
But, Erica, you have a wonderful day. I will get you a list, and then, again, just let me know anything that I can do, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.